a true straight shooter. Love to see him in the White House, if that could ever happen. The former Congressman Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, former FBI agent, should have been put in charge of the FBI. The first big mistake that Donald Trump ever made when he took office. I've said it every time I bring him up. No one I'd rather speak to now and know would be in charge than this man. Especially after it appears that China and Russia keep poking us to see what they can get away with. And it worries me greatly. Mike Rogers, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show, my friend.
Paul, my friend, it is always good to hear your voice.
Am I right about China and Russia seemingly poking us to see what they can get away with?
Absolutely. You know, and Russia is a bit of a client state to China now. And by way of finances and intelligence and buying their services, meaning China is subsidizing Russia in a pretty significant way, even though they'll say publicly they're not doing that. You know, they love to see, you know, Europe in a knot and the U.S. Also. And so when you kind of exude weakness to the rest of the world and uncertainty, which is the bigger point, they're going to continue to poke. So China does it in the South China Sea. They love the fact that Europe can't make up its mind. They're asking the United States, the Biden administration, help us do more. We keep saying the administration says no. All of that confusion and uncertainty is leading to, I think, bad decisions by our adversaries, but they're doing it because they think they can get away with it.
You know, and they are getting away with it. We got a Russian fighter jet forcing down a U.S. drone. There's no other way to look at that. They did force down our U.S. drone over international waters in the Black Sea, and they tell us, because the Russians can get to this thing and recover it far sooner than we could, that we wiped the software so they wouldn't get any secrets, blah, blah, blah. But to have one of our United States of America Air Force drones knocked out of the sky by Russia is unacceptable. And yet the strongest, I mean, I couldn't believe this, the strongest statement issued actually said that the Russian aircraft was, quote, acting in a reckless, here's the one that's unbelievable, environmentally unsound and unprofessional manner. Boy, they take that, Russia.
That was what we would call a sternly worded memo. I mean, really, it is quite ridiculous. And why this is important, as you talked about the recovery of this, this is a pretty sophisticated piece of equipment. You know, people hear drone, they think of the small thing you buy at Radio Shack and fly it around your neighborhood or take pictures of your house for a real estate sale, that kind of thing. This is a pretty large vehicle that has lots of very sophisticated equipment on it that helps us collect intelligence and get, you know, battlefield awareness and other things, and was in a clearly marked international lane. So these are, you know, the Russians clearly departed from international norms. And the environmentally friendly part they talk about is that it dumped fuel on it before it knocked it out of the sky.
But we're talking about an act of war.
Well, you know, you just sent a missile into California. Now, that is not environmentally sound doing. I mean, what are you doing? That's it. It's environmentally unsound to blow up Washington. I mean, come on.
It is bad, honestly. And it doesn't make us look strong when we need to exude strength now more than ever. And remember, all of this is intertwined. I do hear this kind of theme now about, oh, we shouldn't even be there anyway. That is a complete and utter mistake. This is an insurance policy, so this thing doesn't burn out of control, and we have worse problems. You think our economy is heading for rocky roads now. You wait until Putin decides if, you know, U.S. isn't paying attention, let's just take Latvia with it, which is an Article 5 invoking NATO partner, meaning we're in a fight. We don't even have a choice. We're sucked into that fight. And so this is really important that we get this part right now. And that's what you should know about Russia. They are constantly probing us. They're doing in cyberspace. They're actually very aggressive, disruptive actions, including the United States, by the way. They're coming after us in space. They're actually using diplomacy with China to move pieces on the chessboard, if you will, around the world that would give national security folks here in the United States some pause. So they're being very aggressive. And as you said, you know, we've issued a sternly worded memo, and it is not what we need, what the world needs to see from the United States right now.
I can hear the laughter from the Kremlin. I really can. They probably framed that and put it up on the wall and sit around and laugh. But meanwhile, as we speak with the congressman, even though he's former, I still call him Congressman Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, former FBI agent. Do you believe, Congressman, that we might be on the verge of a major conflict? Because these two countries, both enemies in this regard, China and Russia, know we are not ready.
Well, I'm concerned about it for a couple of reasons. One, the Chinese rhetoric is getting worse. And remember, again, people think, well, if we just come back home and hide under our desks, nobody will bother us. Well, we have learned through 9/11. We've learned through the Russian invasion of Georgia and the Russian invasion of Crimea. We've watched China put pressure in the Pacific Rim countries in a really aggressive way by not standing strong at a point when you need it. You are inviting conflict. That's what people need to understand. So what we're doing in Ukraine is an insurance policy that doesn't burn out of control. And I pay that insurance payment every day because it's not including U.S. troops. When you hear U.S. generals, the Army general saying we need to prepare for conflict with China, you hear the Defense Secretary of China saying you need to prepare conflict with the U.S., we had better get our act together.
And that's not even counting the crazy man in North Korea. Hey, we're out of time, but quickly, what does your research indicate regarding the possibility of Mike Rogers running for president?
Well, Paul, thanks a bunch. Listen, we're running around the country having great conversations about changing the narrative, getting America ready for the strategic competition with China that's already here, and getting a great response around the country. So we'll see.
The more people get to know you, the more they'll like you and want you. Best to Christie. Thanks, Mike, very much.
Thanks, Paul.
As we continue on WJR, heading towards 7:30.